Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a special tribute today to the memory of Dr. Joy Brown. It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're keeping the Dr. Joy Brown Show alive for as long as possible because, as some of our guests have pointed out, the spirit of this program, what it represents in terms of talk radio and the landscape of talk radio and the history of talk radio is extremely important. She was a giant in this scene and a major personality among us. So my name is Michael Harrison. The program's emanating from the Massachusetts studios of Talkers Magazine, trade publication in the talk radio industry. And we have guests from around the country who have worked with or knew personally Dr. Joy Brown. And we're talking and celebrating her life. Heather Cohen joins us. Heather Cohen is a major figure in the business. She is an agent. She is the executive vice president of the Weiss Agency. She's based in New York. And Heather is a major player in the business. But Heather goes back to the very same station that David Bernstein, who joined us earlier in the program, worked at. It was a great station, still is, obviously, but it has such a history. There are chapters of its greatness, and one of them were the days that Heather was there and that Joy Brown was there. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to be able to speak about our friend Joy.
You were, when I met you, you were the producer of the Joan Hamburg Show, which was at that incredible period of time at WOR. Am I correct? You produced that show.
Yes, indeed. However, I met Joy beforehand. I actually met Joy, I started as an intern in 97 and began as a board op almost immediately after. And I actually did my training, a good portion of my training, on Joy's show.
So you worked with Joy then? You knew her?
I worked with Joy, sure, for years. Yeah.
So what's your memory of Joy? What aspect of this very colorful, in some ways mysterious, in other ways very open woman can you share with us?
You know, meeting her, I was actually 20 when I met her. And this was a woman who, when she walked in the room, she always had a smile. And she made you smile. She was intoxicating. Now, it didn't hurt, Michael, that she would generally give you a piece of chocolate almost every time she walked in the room. That helped everybody's mood. But there was something about Joy. For example, when David Bernstein was describing the dark studio, what David didn't mention, she would light scented candles. I was always afraid, terrified, in fact, that she would cause a giant fire, that WOR would be wiped out. But she had this unique personality. She came in every day dressed perfectly, usually in bright, happy colors. There might have been feathers sticking out from a dress. She was just this larger-than-life, colorful character. But I recognized her kindness immediately. Once again, I'm a kid. I'm starting out. I'm training as a board op. And I'm making mistakes on her nationally syndicated show in many, many markets. Now, some of the hosts that I trained on, they would yell at me or not speak to me when I made a mistake. Joy would say something like, "Cookie, it's okay, you'll get it the next time," or "Kiddo, don't worry about it." She was a truly kind human being. Another experience that I had with her very early on that, honestly, up until last week, I never shared with anyone, she used to bring me her old clothing. You know, a kid starting out, you certainly don't make a lot of money, and she probably noticed that I was wearing the same clothing every other week or so. She would just bring in bags of her clothing. Now, what Joy didn't always realize was that I was larger than she was. But that's okay. Whatever I could fit into, it was just another example of what a kind person she was. I also saw something very unique, Michael. You know, you and I are blessed to know many great personalities, and many give so much of their time and effort towards volunteering. I don't think I've ever met another individual who has spent more time in their lives volunteering as Dr. Joy Brown. And I think the perfect example of that was after 9/11. She was down at Ground Zero for, I would say, about a year, working with the Salvation Army, talking to firefighters, police officers, people who lost loved ones, everyone. I mean, she saved lives. So not only has she touched millions and millions of people, but she got her hands dirty. She was a woman who would give up her own Thanksgiving to go to a soup kitchen and feed people. That was Joy.
Mm. I'm so glad you mentioned the humanitarian side of her personality. As a matter of fact, she is a past recipient of the Talkers Magazine Humanitarian of the Year Award. She has a foundation called Joy to the World, which I understand is going to continue its very, very good work. And later in the program, we're going to be joined by a very fine young woman named Tracy Kramer, who works currently with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, worked with Habitat for Humanity, and worked with Joy when Joy was very involved with that organization. So you bring up a really, really good point. You also bring up a good point about the chocolate. We recently enjoyed her role as the MC of the annual Talkers Radio Convention, which, by the way, she had 6 costume changes running. As a matter of fact, I think you helped her zip up her dress during one of those breaks.
I helped her with 2 of the costume changes, and there was chocolate backstage. I may have had a piece or two. We may have shared makeup tips. I may have given her some of my makeup, which looked gorgeous on her, better on her than me.
Oh.
But that shows, Michael, what an entertainer she was.
Mm-hmm. She was always a good sport.
While panels were changing, she would literally recite jokes. I mean, she was doing stand-up. She wanted to entertain and make every moment of her life fun. That's what Joy did. That's why she would go dancing. That's why she would see every movie and go to every theatrical performance and try every type of food. She loved life. She lived life. Maybe better than anybody that I know.
Which is what makes it so difficult to absorb and digest the fact that she's not with us anymore. The business, life, this planet will never be the same.
You are so right. And this has caused such ripples and waves in our industry. Here was somebody at the top of her game. And by the way, one thing, as a kid, I used to go to the gym with Dr. Joy and with Joan Hamburg. And Joy was a workout monster. I am telling you the truth. I never would want to go into the dressing room with her because she was in perfect shape. She was in perfect shape, by the way, during our wardrobe changes a few months ago at your event. She was always in better shape than anyone.
71 years old, and she looked like she was 41. It was people would never believe that she was 71. She was an inspiration.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, yeah.
Really a role model to women, a role model to everyone.
Heather, as an agent, as an expert on the employment scene in talk radio, mm-hmm. women like Joan Hamburg, women like Sally Jesse, women like Dr. Joy, this is a breed that we don't see coming up anymore. Is there hope that young women will go into this business and express the female point of view about more than just right-wing or left-wing politics?
Yes, and I have to tell you, I'm seeing a bit of a resurgence, especially this year. And frankly, I think the election has helped. But amongst the millennials, and even those women who have been in the business for a while and have always been known as, you know, a sidekick or a co-host, for the first time in a very long time, since the days of Joy and Joan breaking through, I see companies willing to take a risk on a female lead. And I think we've seen a few of those, maybe more on the music radio side,
mm-hmm.
less
mm-hmm.
so on the talk side, but definitely more so on the music radio side. Companies are willing to take a risk on a female lead. Now, that's a small percentage of the time, but I would say there's definitely a percentage increase over last year and certainly the year before.
Well, that's very encouraging. That is so encouraging. Heather Cohen, congratulations to you for coming a long way from being that nervous board op learning at the feet of the greats. Thank you for joining us in this tribute. Thank you. Heather Cohen.
Thank you, Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Executive Vice President of the Weiss Agency, a major agent in our industry today. I'm Michael Harris, and you're listening to a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown. And we will continue by talking to Holland Cook.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, Dr. Joy Brown is indeed here in spirit, and she certainly has helped, and I assume that everybody listening to this broadcast has either spoken to her on the radio or been spoken to by the radio and had their lives changed one degree to another, and I would definitely assume for the better. We are celebrating the life and times of Dr. Joy Brown. I'm Michael Harrison. I am honored to have been one of her best friends. She was one of my best friends. My wife, Bernadette, is sitting next to me in the studio. And this is a remarkable experience, isn't it, Bernadette?
It sure is. It's really hugging my heart to hear all this.
And we are going to continue talking to people who either worked with or knew and worked with or just knew as a friend, Dr. Joy. Our next guest is Holland Cook. Holland Cook is one of the most knowledgeable people, not only about radio, but about media and culture. And he is a consultant. What that means, folks, is that people in the business turn to him for advice on how to better ply their craft in the business. Holland, welcome to the program.
Well, Michael, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, although I sure regret the circumstances. And ditto what Bernadette said. You get a little lump in your throat a minute ago when you hear the announcer say, here's Joy, because it seemed like there'd never be a time when she wasn't just there on the radio, huh?
Yeah, well, that's something I've mentioned to a couple of our guests before, and I'm getting increasingly weepy and soggy here as we're doing the program.
Well, she wouldn't have that.
No, I know she wouldn't, but I'll tell you, it's very hard to look at this industry and look at the radio the same way, not to mention those of us who are personal friends with her, not having her in our lives.
We insiders knew her as our radio sister. So there's a definite death in the family quality to this, especially suddenly as we lost Joy. But I knew of her before I knew her, like most listeners, including some who may just have tuned in and just be finding out. To me, for years before she and I met, she was that voice wafting through the night. She was that older sister you could always confide in. She was that aunt who say, don't tell your parents. She was a special character. And what a pleasure it was when I got a chance to know her the way we did, as well as we did within our talk radio family, to find out that it wasn't an act. She was really just herself. And of the many consultant jokes, it's like lawyer jokes, you know, there's a million of them. One of the kindest is that this guy had to take a connecting flight to come all the way here to say, be yourself. But I think that was her secret. She was just so genuine in what she did.
I'll tell you one thing I noticed is that she was not she was somebody you had to deal with when you talked to her. First of all, and you know this, and people should know this, this woman was intelligent on a level that you couldn't see where the boundaries were. You know how you know somebody and you know the limits of their intelligence? I never, ever assumed I knew the limits of Dr. Joy Brown's intelligence. So you were always on your toes. Am I right?
Yet you're never show-offy about it. Very approachable. And it would be easy for her to start reading her own clippings because she was such a success. Certainly a pioneer in talk radio. Probably the first to conspicuously do the kind of radio she did. And she even faced some challenges from the psychiatric community. What do you mean you're going to do a radio show? You're supposed to be talking to people on the couch. So she blazed a trail there. To this day, talk radio is still largely a boys' club. So she was conspicuous in that regard. And I think that she was always a breath of fresh air compared to the caricature that sometimes talk radio lets itself become, that we're here to argue about politics and I'm right and you're wrong. And whether you were right or wrong, as you said, you came away with her honest surmise of your situation. And even the people behind the scenes on her show contributed so much because the producers and the call screeners who chose the voices you'd hear on the air always managed to select callers that were talking about relatable situations and problems. And it's like required reading freshman year in college when they gave you Catcher in the Rye. By the end of the book, you were thinking, I thought I was the only one who ever felt this way. And often her callers told stories that would hit a nerve, and she just drew them out so nicely.
One of the things that I'm going to do, I'm going to be doing a series of three shows. This one's happening on Friday. I'm going to come back on Monday and on Tuesday. And we're going to open it up to the callers. We're running the same, sounders, as they call it. You know, call the Dr. Joy Show, blah, blah, just to create, to maintain the flavor of the program. But I think it's going to be very interesting. And I'm saying this also for the people listening to know, if you want to call and talk about Joy Brown, save it for Monday and Tuesday. And we're going to do a similar type of program with the callers. Could you explain for people listening, we only have a few minutes left, the importance of the callers and the importance of the process of screening the right callers?
Yeah, I don't just think that talk radio is different than music radio. I actually think it's better, because talk radio is never on in the background. It's always a conversation, and no matter how low you turn the volume, you're participating in it. And when it's at its best, it is two-way radio. And when it's not so good, it sounds like blah, 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 like in Charlie Brown Christmas, the muted trombones when the grown-ups talk, wah, wah, wah. You never got that from Joy because, as I said before, the callers who were chosen spoke of things that really grabbed your attention. And nobody left without some take-home pay. She always at least gave you something to think about. A very thoughtful character to people who would never meet her but regarded her as a close friend.
I asked Heather Cohen before, and she's an expert on the business, as are you. Do you think that we'll see the day where we'll have that type of thing in more abundance on talk radio, where people are talking about issues and personal problems and relationships and how to get along in life without it being this pap, saccharine garbage that usually passes for that?
Yeah, for the sake of talk radio, I hope so, because increasingly people are doing talk radio without radio stations, and we've come to call this podcasting. But the digital distribution, the self-publishing that's going on, is covering all kinds of bases, and admittedly some of the topics are so narrow that they don't deserve a broadcast. But if radio, meaning AM/FM stations, don't fill this need, people are going to find it elsewhere. So I hope that Joy remains an inspiration to the budding broadcasters who are good listeners like she was.
And you know something, you're bringing up another point, that one of the most important things that a great in any field can be, whether it's radio or any of the arts, anything, is to be an inspiration to young people. Everybody I've ever met who is a musician, a politician, a lawyer, they always credit somebody that inspired them. Holland Cook, thank you for contributing to this conversation and helping us celebrate the memory of Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you, Holland.
And she'll never leave us.
Holland Cook, ladies and gentlemen, one of the leading minds behind the scenes in the talk radio industry. I'm Michael Harrison. We are celebrating the life and times of Dr. Joy Brown. More to come.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, the sounders are kind of eerie. Dr. Joy Brown will always be around to help. So many of us have memories of her advice in so many situations. I can't even count the number of times I've spoken to her and the range of conversations we've had about my life, about her life, and about the industry that we love, but that we cared about very much to sometimes get angry at it. It wasn't just a blind love radio has its warts, and we all are aware of that. And I guess that could be said for people in any industry. My name is Michael Harrison, if you're just joining us, and I am the publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is the trade publication in talk media. As a result, I've had the opportunity to chronicle the career of Joy Brown and to, along the way, have her in the very, very inner circle of my best friends, and I am honored that she's often told me she felt that way about me. My wife, Bernadette, also is in the studio. Bernadette, am I correct in saying you had your own friendship with her even before you and I were married?
I sure did.
So when Joy found out that Bernadette and I were getting married, it became a three-way, and not to say anything risque, but she was very much involved in both of our lives, and here's somebody joining us now who was certainly deeply involved on so many levels, professionally, personally, with Joy, and we're going to get a whole different angle on her multifaceted presence. Doug Steffen, nationally syndicated radio talk show host. Matter of fact, one of the longest-running daily talk shows in the country. Doug Steffen hosts it. I think only Rush Limbaugh's been on the air longer with a continuous syndicated program during weekdays, and only by a couple of months. Doug, welcome to our celebration of the life of Dr. Joy Brown.
If this weren't such a solemn, but it is solemn, but there's a sincerity, there's a frisky part of Joy Brown that, as you just talked about, the three-way and not having anything risque.
Yeah.
She would have had a picnic with that.
Yeah, she would have had fun with that. She was not a, I can't use the word, she wasn't tight when it came to...
She was frisky.
Frisky is a nice way of putting it. How would you describe your association with Joy? Personal, friend, professional, all of the above?
All of the above fits, certainly. She and I first met when she was working in Boston. I'm from Boston. Matter of fact, I was on the same radio station that she was on. I was leaving and she was coming in, but you could hear, listening to her, the way she was able to hit the ground running. There was very little difference in the early Joy Brown and the mature Joy Brown as far as being on the air is concerned. She had it when she started, and people recognized that, and that's why she quickly moved to New York and got on WOR and stayed there for 25 years. There was nothing... You would not mistake, broadcasters would not mistake the ability, the quality of her conversation, of her knowledge. And she had a corny word, magic, about her. But she did. She was so listenable. And you were talking about being friends with her and having conversations about our business. She and I had all kinds of, I guess, degrees of interest in each other. We dated for a while, quite a long time ago. She and I were great friends. She would visit me on my farm. I would visit her in New York. I had her on my program for a long time, giving quick little snippets, bits and pieces of advice a couple of times a week sometimes. Sometimes she'd fill in as a co-host. But whenever we saw each other, there was always that little twinkle in her eye. And frankly, I think there was a twinkle in my eye, too, because she was so playful. We talk about her and her age and stuff. You would tease her, I would tease her about the short skirts that she would wear. She was all about the business of communicating. I would say that's probably, in terms of, you asked about degrees of relationship, and she was able to communicate on all levels about all things. I don't ever remember having a conversation with her that she didn't know or couldn't find her way through the conversation. She knew what she was talking about, and it wasn't just, she loved to talk about politics, and, you know, we scarcely agreed on that.
Well, she didn't talk about politics on the air. The closest she ever came to... I did a podcast, Doug, I did a podcast with her on my podcast where we talked politics, but from the psychological perspective. It was back when you had the GOP clown car, when there were, 17 different candidates running, and everybody was making fun of the whole process. And I said, as a psychologist, how would you size all these people up psychologically, not politically? And we had a field day. Because that was a, it still is, it's a, frankly, politics is a psychologist's tour de force.
If
you look at it from that point, I mean, have you ever seen bigger malignant egos on parade?
Yes, I have. The radio business. But
Well, how would you think she fit in there in terms of the cavalcade of crazy egos that we come in contact with in our business?
That's a great question. I think that's a great phrase, cavalcade of egos. Joy had an ego. She was very clear about where her mind was. She was very clear about what she knew. She was not to be challenged when it came to things, matters of the heart, relationship stuff, which is what most people would ask questions about. But she's not a circus performer. And I think some of our colleagues, lovingly, I would say, are a bit crazed by what they perceive to be their own importance. She never took herself that seriously. That is, here I am, Dr. Joy Brown. I am the best in the business. So I didn't ask. That wasn't her. Now, she was, but that wasn't her card. She didn't have to play that card. And she did. She was very, I would say, buttoned down. Is that a good expression? She was tightened to the deck.
Okay, because we have a bad connection with you, I'm going to make you work extra hard to make this a meaningful listening experience for our listeners. So I'm going to turn the heat up here. You actually said you once dated her, and dating someone is that's a step over the line that none of the rest of us have dated her. So what I find interesting, Doug, is that you had a period of a romantic relationship with Joy Brown, and it ended. But you went on to continue to be a colleague and work with her. Now, you often hear the expression, we shouldn't date because it'll ruin our friendship. It'll never be the same. What does it say about you and Joy that you went on for years as really close co-workers and friends? And I got to tell you, most people, I know that you dated her because you told me, but most people would never believe, watching the two of you working together and knowing each other, that you had that period of a relationship at a time. How did you overcome the problems that follow such a thing?
I didn't think there was it wasn't like so difficult to overcome the problem.
I'm sorry to embarrass you, but, you know.
Oh, you're not embarrassing me. And by the way, I'm sitting on the side of the road in my farm truck. That's why you hear a little bit of noise, because it's 90 degrees here, and I got the truck on and the air conditioning on. That's the noise you hear. I apologize for that.
No, actually, it's a lousy cell phone connection.
Oh, okay.
You know what you are, Doug? You're one of those people that whenever I talk to you on a cell phone, I get about half of it. Some people are cell phone challenged and others aren't, depending upon what kind of a cell phone they have, where they live, and what company they use. Let's get you a new company and a new cell phone. But that being said, answer the question, because I've always wondered, how the heck did you and Joy get along so well after having dated her?
The problem with Joy is that she didn't know how to turn it off. She was always analyzing. If I did something that was stupid, or I was not as thoughtful as I might have been, or it had nothing to do with her. It might have been she observed me with some friend or in some way in a business deal. Something. At the end of it, there was an analysis, and the analysis often, well, probably pretty much was right on, but it's hard to have a relationship, a romantic relationship with somebody who's always analyzing you. I don't think that it just doesn't fit.
Wow.
I learned a lot from her in that way, but I won't tell you that I always was happy, and I think that we just decided that it made more sense for us to be friends. And I didn't, by the way. it didn't stop her analyzing me. It just stopped me from taking it as seriously as I might have, because when I'm involved with somebody, I tend to be more serious than I ought to be sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you're a pretty colorful character yourself. Doug, thank you for joining us, and we're going to talk about getting you a new telephone.
Right.
and maybe even a new farm truck. Listen, thank you for joining us. Doug Steffen, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top talk show hosts in America for decades and a friend and colleague of Dr. Joy Brown. I'm Michael Harrison. Bernadette and I are going to talk a bit about Joy in the next segment here from the studios of Talkers Magazine.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to a tribute to Dr. Joy Brown here on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. If you don't know, she passed away on Saturday, August 27th. And folks from around the industry, people who knew her, friends, and colleagues are joining today and celebrating her life and times. My name is Michael Harrison, and it's my privilege and honor to be moderating the program today. I'm joined by my wife, Bernadette, who also considers and considered Joy Brown to be one of our closest friends for decades. And on the line now, I didn't expect this, and I'm very, very happy that we have an opportunity to talk to Dr. Joy Brown's sister, Alana Sinclair. Alana, thank you for joining us, and my deepest sympathies upon your great loss.
Well, thank you. Michael, this is such just, I couldn't ask for more than to listen to people. I got an amazing outpouring of love on Facebook, and I thought, I'm going to go to New York and meet these people, and I feel like I'm not only getting the chance to hear a little bit more from everyone about my sister, but an opportunity to say how much I appreciate and love that this is happening. And my sister's sitting here beside me in spirit, and she is a lovingness. And the people that said that she didn't have an ego around it, she didn't. She called and asked me for advice occasionally. Not very often, but we talked about her friends, her boyfriends. In fact, it's interesting because I remember Doug and the farm years ago, and she wanted to get him a cow, or he wanted to get her a cow. I can't remember, but every time I saw a cow, salt and pepper shake or something, I wanted to send it to my sister.
Oh,
so
that's
it was, it's kind of funny because a lot of the people that have called in have said just what I wanted to say or hear, which is what an amazing person she was, who did not turn off her her love, her attention. She was a great, incredible listener. However, when we got on the phone, I got to listen to her, which was such a privilege, because she took an event like going to Israel and being up for 48 hours straight, and kind of made a joke out of it. And she was entertaining to me even through her difficult times, through 9/11. And whoever called and said she was there, she suffered a little bit physically, but emotionally, she and my dad connected in ways that they had never connected, because he was so proud of her, what she had done. And on a lighter note, the clothes, I got some of her clothes too. She'd send me her, I remember seeing that flaming red coat, you know, and she always wore fake fur because she didn't believe in killing animals. So so many of her clothes and her wardrobe, I'd kind of giggle, because my sister's 5'6" or something, I don't know, 5'7", very tall. I'm 5'2". So I got these very long dresses, very crazy dancing outfits. She'd send me her old dancing clothes, and she loved to dance. She taught my husband how to dance. And we just, you know, I thought for a while that I was the only, quote, cookie in the world.
Oh, my.
She said it, she made me feel like I was her cookie. And then when I got on, you know, on her cast and she'd call other people cookie, I went, well, wait a minute. But I get that was who she was. She was so intimate with everyone that she ever, ever met. And I was just so blessed to have, you know, 64 years. Of course, if I tell you my age, then we won't know that Joy was just 40-something. She looked young
amazingly.
Birthday party. I know I'm ranting here.
That's okay.
But she had my brothers and sisters feel her hair. I mean, it was her long blonde hair. She was the epitome of health and vibrancy, and that's why I'm very comforted to know that Joy went in a way that was joy and was even a model in just being here one moment and off to the next, skipping off to the next life.
Well, that's always comforting. I mean, no one wants to die, and no one wants to see anyone die, and we go through our lives not knowing for sure how we're going to die unless we're suffering from a long terminal disease. But everybody has the fear that they're going to suffer, that they're going to go through a long, painful death. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being dead. It's the prospect of becoming dead that scares people. And she obviously did not suffer very long. I know that you were the last person to talk to her on the phone.
Yes, I was. And it was, I don't want to just be taking up time bawling, but it was a joyous time, literally, because she was in a place where people were taking care of her and loving her up and giving her all the attention and water, and it was an air-conditioned place, and I know it was 100 degrees in New York, you know, constantly, and she just was relaxed, and we were giggling and talking, and one moment, and then the next, phone disconnected, cell phone, my cell phone's not so great, neither was hers, so I thought, okay, crappy phone,
right,
crazy noise, and then the next time, my brother, he called. He said that she had passed, and that wasn't a very long time between when I talked to her and then my brother called. So, the difficult part was just the shock. And I know I love her daughter, and it's been difficult in terms of just being able to connect. And I know her mother loved her daughter so much, and that she was out of the country was a difficult time for everyone.
I can imagine.
So,
our deepest sympathy to you. Nothing I can say could make it better, but I hope that listening to this.
This is making it so sweet, Michael. Right. And thank you, Heather, and thank you, Bernadette, and thank you, Holland and Doug. You hang in there.
All right, Alana, we will talk again. I cannot tell you how much on behalf of all the listeners, and that's really who I care about most at this moment, the listeners of Dr. Joy Brown, I thank you for joining us today and for sharing your heartfelt perspective and feelings so candidly with so many people. This is a very large family today, and you have really sparked that word, family, for all of us. Alana Sinclair, sister of Dr. Joy Brown. I'll talk to you again
Michael,
soon.
And thank you to her listeners. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to continue this conversation into the third hour of our Salute to the Life and Times of Dr. Joy Brown. I'm Michael Harrison.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.